We turn now to Washington Post reporter Steve Fainaroo. He's embedded with the 5th Battalion of the 7th Cavalry Regiment of the U.S. Army at a military base near Balad, north of Baghdad. Hello.
Hello.
You were in Sunni areas today. There was a lot of concern about the constitution among the Sunnis. They boycotted the last vote, and there were conflicting messages this time from Sunni leaders about whether to vote. What can you say about the turnout?
I was in a town called Isaki, which is it's about 20 miles northwest of Balad. And I got there in the morning, and by the time that I got out there with the military, there were already people coming into the city to vote from surrounding villages. It was interesting because I was here for the last election, in the parliamentary election in January, and I was in Mosul, which is also a predominantly Sunni Arab city, and I saw exactly 4 voters the entire day. And I probably saw 4 voters in the first minute. I was out in Isaki this morning. The turnout was solid, and it would grow throughout the day. But the people that I spoke with unanimously said they would be voting against the Constitution.
Did they tell you why?
Yeah, they had a variety of reasons. You know, despite the back and forth this week and the compromises that were attempted and in some ways worked out, most had been basically told by people that they respected, clerics, political leaders in the area, friends, that the referendum was a bad thing for Sunnis and that they should vote against it. Not many people who I talked to had actually read it or knew exactly what it said. But they understood the main concerns that a lot of Sunni Arabs have, the main one of which is the federalism issue, that the new constitution would partition Iraq into semi-autonomous regional enclaves in the Kurdish north and the Shiite south, and that the Sunnis, many people believe, would be left isolated and without access to resources, in particular oil and the revenue that it provides under the new document.
Did you get a sense from the Sunnis what was motivating them to vote?
Most people said that they turned out because they had been asked to or told to by their religious leaders. But a number of people also felt motivated by different factors. One was simply to cast their vote and to make sure that they were heard no matter what the outcome was. Other people felt like they had a legitimate chance to affect the process.
You're now in Balad, which is mainly Shiite, but it's surrounded by Sunni towns. Can you compare the moods?
The mood on the streets was extremely buoyant. People were milling around. One of the things I noticed, and this was also the case in January, that the security was so tight for the referendum that in some ways it provided a security that you rarely see here in Iraq and that you rarely feel. And that in itself, I think, is somewhat liberating because people feel that they can walk around relatively freely. And this is particularly, as the day went on here, when you felt that things that people had feared might happen had not, and people felt safer, there was just sort of a feeling of relief.
Washington Post reporter Steve Fainaroo joined us from the Iraqi city of Balad. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.